Hello, Pisces. April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your full moon in Capricorn message. This is about what we need to release. Okay, and given that it's a Capricorn moon, it is going to be a little stern about you removing toxins of any kind. And perhaps any codependency that you might be experiencing right now, all right, from you or someone else. And I'm going to do a channel drawing as I just kind of talk to you about, you know, what I just said. Now, we are still in the Cancer energy, okay? Cancer is a sign of the moon. It's like double moon action going here. So there's going to be emotions. There's going to be it's going to be all kinds of push and pull type of energy here. All right. So Pisces, let's see. We're going to take a look at your channel drawing. And you can, let's see, we're gonna adjust this camera just a little bit. There we go. Can you see that? There it is. Okay. So this is your drawing, Pisces. Now let's take a look in here and see if there's any images that stand out to you or resonate with you, okay? I see hearts. I see two of them, right? One's here. One is here. I see the number two, a number one. Someone is missing someone. This could be some... This could be a gravestone. Okay, not to get morbid or scare anybody, I'm not trying to freak you out. But this could be, you know, a past event, someone who's already passed. Someone's missing them. There's the letter S, the letter T. This looks like it could be a ladder. Okay. This could be a person down here at the bottom of this ladder. Now let's switch it up a little bit and see if we get any different images looking at it from here. I see a puzzle piece. There's a little cross in there. I don't know if you can see that or not. Well, okay. So Pisces, there's a lot going on in here in this imagery. But again, it may or may not resonate with you. I see a little pathway right here. And maybe having jagged rock, jagged something, some kind of jagged formation. This could be a marshmallow on a stick. There's a shell. Okay. So, at any rate, take what resonates with you. Now we're going to get into what this Capricorn moon would like for you to release, okay? So we're gonna start with, let's start with this deck. Now, again, Capricorn energy can be a little rigid, a little authoritative, a little demanding, perhaps. Okay, stern. It's sometimes feels inflexible. So Pisces, where are you standing under this Capricorn moon? What do you need to release within yourself? Ace of Wands. Okay. There's some kind of creative endeavor or idea that you have that you have not unleashed, shall we say, the beast. Alright, so let's see what else. Okay, we're going to have to move that. What else do we have for the starseed of Pisces? Look, the Fool. Taking that chance. Having faith. Taking that leap. Alright, just kind of diving off into the unknown. There might be some type of grief or heartbreak or loss, but it's kind of holding you back, and I think this Capricorn moon wants you to release that. King of Wands energy reversed, okay? Yeah, you are stubbornly clinging onto something that needs to be let go. It just needs to be gone. Okay? It does not serve you. What is the challenge for the starseed? What's the challenge for the starseed at Pisces place? Four of Wands. Your idea of a happy home, happy life. Okay? Whatever that ideal that you have in your mind, it's in stark contrast of your reality. And you are somewhere in between denying this, okay? Ignoring it, avoiding it. And possibly becoming more frustrated because it's not moving in any direction, right? What else is the challenge for the starseed of Pisces, please? What other challenges do you have for the starseed of Pisces, please? What other challenges do you have for Pisces? Pisces, what challenges? Oh, judgment. Okay, a spiritual judgment is being called on this situation. Because you are not tapping into your true, authentic, genuine. You're still trying to be this person others expect you to be. And there's a struggle within yourself. Because you want to be free. You love these people, you know, you care about them. But for whatever reason, this dream did not pan out the way you thought it would. And it might be time to just let that go and embrace a new chapter and be okay with it. Alright? Remove yourself and be guilt-free. So, let's see. What is the action? What is the action Pisces needs to take place, Spirit, to release? Queen of Pentacles, yep. You're going to boss up and take care of yourself? And that means in all ways, you will be stable with or without whatever this was back here. And you're okay with being alone. This is, you know, you reaching that state of contentment in your life. Or you're okay with you, just you, little old you, little old powerful you, okay? You're sitting here quietly and calmly. But underneath that calm demeanor, you have an enormous amount of power. Right? So, let's see. What is the potential outcome, please, for Starseed of Pisces? What is the potential outcome, Spirit? Yep. Taking the blindfold off, making the decision to a swords reversed, slicing through all the BS and getting right down to the heart of the matter, King of Swords. That's it. I'm going to leave that part right there. Now I'm going to move on to the Prism Oracle. We're going to take a little looky-see at the emotional situation here. Again, this moon could be tough for some people, depending on how they perceive change and whether they embrace it or avoid it or are terrified of it, whatever the case may be. So, Spirit, okay, these popped out. We have balance, reversed, and comfort. Okay, so this could be part of the reason for the lack of initiating this change. All right, you become comfortable with the situation that's not necessarily healthy, but better the devil you know, right? But it's creating an imbalance within you. There's just no fighting it. The Judgment card is here. Okay? Spirit is blowing its horn right in directly into your ear, Pisces. This could bring you abundance. This could bring you exactly what you want. Everything you consider abundance. And one more. Oops. For Pisces. Protection. Know that you're protected. Okay? Spirit wants you to know that even if you take this fool's leap, okay, not even knowing what the landing is going to be like, they have a nice fluffy cloud waiting to gently guide you back down to earth. Okay? So that is your message, Pisces, for this full moon in Capricorn. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.